So do you guys know what you're doing during the rest of the worship service? Sandwich making ministry, right? It's really an important thing that you guys do. So I'll talk a little bit about one of our readings, and then you guys get to go off and make sandwiches. Now, who here likes coloring the bags? Yep. Mm-hmm. Who likes counting out carrots? You do? Okay. And who likes making peanut butter and jelly sandwiches? Mm-hmm. Good. And who likes to assemble everything into a bag? That must be why the grown-ups are there. So for everyone else in church, when we bring up the gifts for the Eucharist, the bread and the wine, some of you guys will also bring up the sandwiches, right? They're your offering to those that are hungry. So that ties in with one of the lessons in our psalm. Now, do you guys know what psalms are? No? They're kind of like poems, but they're supposed to be sung. So they're like the lyrics to a song. So come on closer, because I need somebody, all you guys closer to me while we talk about this, and I need someone who wants to read a sentence. So come on over. Who feels like reading? You do, Uza? Okay. So this is the third line in this psalm, okay? So just imagine, like, your favorite songs have verses and lines, right? This is like out of a song. So here, Uza, you're going to read this one in the green.
From the rising of the sun to its going down, let the name of the Lord be praised.
Thanks, Uza. What does it mean? When does the sun rise? I know, because I'm up early enough. Do you guys know? Like, lately it's been around 6:30. So when you are waking up and getting ready before you have breakfast and go to school, what does this ask you to do? Let the name of the Lord be praised. How do you praise God's name? What can you do when you first wake up? Think about God and say a prayer of thankfulness that you woke up again, and then pray for God to be with you while you go to school. And then it says, all the way until the sun goes down. When does the sun go down?
Around 7.
Yeah, it seems like 7-ish. The days are getting shorter, right? So when the sun goes down, what can you do? At dinner, what do? You can praise God's name by praying before you eat your food, that it thankful for all the people that brought the food to you and that's put to good use in your body. And then what about when you guys go to bed? How can you praise God's name then? When you go to sleep, how many of you guys say a little prayer thanking God? Good. You all should, because if it wasn't for God, you wouldn't be able to lay in that bed and fall asleep. So you say your prayers to God and praise God's name. Now, how many hear the name of the Lord at school? Do you ever hear the OMG?
No.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Right? OMG. Right. You say, oh, your goodness. Well, some people, when they say OMG or oh, my God, you know what? It can be a praise to God, because right then and there, they don't know it, but they're saying, God, help me. Or God, this is so great. So anytime you hear OMG or oh my goodness or things are good or not so good, from the moment you get up until the moment you go to sleep, what can you guys do?
Say OMG.
Say thank you, God.
Yeah.
Probably better than OMG. But when OMG slips out, you can turn it into a prayer. Okay, so come on around, you guys. I'm going to bless your hands before you go and do something absolutely wonderful that's praising God, not with your voices, but with your hands. So put your hands out, everyone. I'm going to put your hands out. I'm going to bless them all. Get both your hands out there. Oh, good and gracious God, bless all these hands that are going to praise your name by making sandwiches for those that are hungry. We ask this in your holy name. What do you guys say? Amen. All right. See you guys after you make all your sandwiches. And you're praising God's name with your work.